Now let's take our Bibles and turn to Job chapter 9. I asked Brother Mike to read that as a foundational scripture. Job chapter 9. I'd like to look at verse 2 this morning. Job 9:2. I know it is so of a truth. But how should man be just with God? If there has ever been a question that every person ought to consider, it's this. How should man? I'm talking about frail man. I'm talking about impotent man. I'm talking about man that is vile, a liar. How should man be right, clear, justified with God? That, my friend, is the question. That's the question of all questions. Why? Why should that question, why is that question the ultimate question? Well, I'll tell you first of all, the scripture says, Romans 14:10, for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Now listen to me. This may be the last time we ever meet together. Listen to me. We're going to all stand before God. We're going to stand before God. Matthew 25:31-32, the scripture says, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. Now here's the way it is. It doesn't matter what else goes on in this world. Nothing else matters. Nothing else takes a priority over this. No question is more important than this question. How should man be just with God? I'm talking about eternity. I'm talking about our eternal soul. This issue concerning sin, that issue is a concern that every person born in Adam is going to absolutely have to deal with. How should man be just with God? The issue of sin will either be dealt with in this life for you, or it will be dealt with after this life. But it's going to be dealt with. And the issue of being just before God Almighty, how? That's the question, how? Now I know this. I know that Almighty God is holy. I know that He's righteous. I know that He's just. And I know, by the grace of God, I know this, that I'm a sinner. That's by the grace of God. Find a sinner, and you find one that Almighty God's done something for. You find one that needs a Savior. Isaiah said it like this under the inspiration of God's Spirit. The whole head is sick. The whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises, putrefying sores, have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment, with oil. Oil of God's Spirit. This is the way it is. Man, by nature, is dead. He's dead. So here's a question. How can he be clean that is born of woman? You'll hear me use that word numerous times through this message. How? How should man be just with God? Here's the first thing I know. I got 3 points. Here's the first point. I cannot justify myself. I have no part in it. I have no part in justifying myself. I cannot justify myself before God. Job said this, if I justify myself. Now, when he makes that statement, what he's saying is this, if I think or if I believe that I have done something to make myself pure before God, clean before God. If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I'm perfect, it shall also prove me perverse or corrupt or wicked. If I say that I justify myself, all I'm doing is exposing my wickedness. I cannot. If a man thinks that he can undertake to manage his own state before God, to do something that's going to procure salvation, he's just laying himself open to condemnation. That's all he's doing. Paul said in Romans 3:20, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified by doing something. By doing something. I can't. No act. No thought. No intent. No part of my will is considered by Almighty God to be profitable concerning salvation. Now here's the thing. Maybe I haven't been clear enough. You are hopelessly unable to do anything. You are totally. How should a man be just with God? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Job says, not one. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Now here's the way it is. Man is born dead. That man born dead can do nothing. There's going to have to be a new creation. There's going to have to be a new person there. There's going to have to be a new man there. God Almighty is going to have to create something that is not there by nature. God Almighty is going to have to make a man new. You cannot create something clean out of an unclean thing, not before God. You can't do it. Not able to justify myself. Not looking to or considering any work of righteousness that I can do for salvation. That evidence right there, that attitude right there, believing that I can't do anything, Almighty God has already done something, if you believe that. The mercy of Almighty God in the light of Christ has shined in the new heart of everyone that truthfully says, what things were gained to me? I've shared with you some of the things that were gained to me. I'm talking about little fickle things that a man can perform. Thinking that because I walked down an aisle, thinking that I could be sorry enough, thinking that I could recite a prayer that a man told me. I'm talking about satisfying God's laws. I'm talking about the ability to satisfy God's justice. I'm talking about the ability to absolutely make myself clean before God. How? How should man be just with God? I want to read what I started reading, but Paul says, what things were gained to me? Those things I count loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God. That faith. Righteousness which is of God. You understand? Of God. I can't justify myself. Secondly, God alone justifies the ungodly. Romans 8:33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who shall be able to lay any chargeable crime to God's elect? Who shall be able to do that? If Almighty God has pronounced them just in His sight, if Almighty God, as a judge that sits, if you ever understand the word justification, justify, the accusations are brought forth. And Almighty God looks at the accusations, and His law says, no evidence here. No evidence. No charge. Just you're justified. No charge. How should man be declared absolutely just before God when a man can't justify himself? And it is God alone that justifies him, being justified freely with no cause in you. By His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Man who has no ability, no hand in the pronouncement of his righteousness or cleanness before God. Isaiah said in Isaiah 58:9, He is near that justifieth me. Who shall contend with me? But let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to us. Behold, the Lord will help us. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. God justifies. Now, here's the two things I know. I know that man cannot justify himself. Man cannot make himself clean, pure, holy. 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 Man cannot justify himself. God alone justifies a sinner. But here's my third point. And here's the question. How? How? Now, I'm not talking about pretending. I'm not talking about just that Almighty God just looked the other way. I'm talking about just. Just in God's sight. How should man be just? This is a question that is absolutely reality. Truthfully, Marvin, are you serious with me? You're telling me that Almighty God can look upon one and say, no charge. Yeah. How? How? How can God be just and justify a sinner? How? How? I'm talking about absolutely so. How? I know this. If Almighty God justifies a sinner, the ungodly, how can that be any other way than that He has always purposed it to be so? How can it be any other way? He who changes not, He who never deviates, never a shadow of turning, never thinks differently, never has one thought that he has not always had. How? I know this. Cleanness, justification before God Almighty is not something that began in time. I know it didn't. I know that for God's elect, God's bride, church, they were loved. Jeremiah 31:3 with an everlasting love. I know that. He said, I've always loved you. Those that God Almighty justifies, He's always loved them. Their names were written in Christ in the book of life, Revelation 17:8. Before the foundation of the world. I know that. I know they've been considered in the glorious person of their surety, betrothed, united in righteousness, in that incorruptible union, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, a marriage of covenant forever. But how? I know that God justifies his people. How? How? That's the question. How? How should man be just with God, the God who will by no means clear the guilty? How? God whose law demands absolute, perfect obedience to its precepts. That law that requires full payment for transgressions. How? God Almighty, who sees, knows all things, before whom all things are naked. How? How? This is what the Word of God says. This is what I know. I know, first of all, that there is one way that God justifies a sinner. I know it. In John 14:6, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way. I am the way. Just and holy God that said, according to Job 33:24, deliver him from going down to the pit. I found the ransom. When did he find the ransom? He's always found the ransom. There's always been a ransom. God Almighty provided Himself a lamb. God provided Himself the Messiah. God's lamb. I know that. But how? 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 Now you listen to this verse of Scripture. Galatians 3:13 says this concerning how God can be just in dealing with sin and justify a sinner. You listen to Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. I'm going to read you an article out of the bulletin today. On the back, you want to read it with me? It's on the back hand, back side, by Robert Hawker. I want to read this and we'll continue for a few minutes. I'll be done. This is what Mr. Hawker said. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Whatever Christ redeemed the sinner from, he became that for him. In the act of redemption, by substituting himself in the sinner's place and room, he redeemed him from that place and room by standing there himself. Hence, as the sinner stood before God, cursed by reason of sin, so Christ, by taking the sinner's sin upon himself and standing in his stead to answer for it, was made a curse also. If therefore Christ will come under the law for sinners, that law will have as much demand of him as of sinners. If Jesus, from his boundless love and mercy, will take the sinner's curse upon himself, the law will speak as harsh to him as the sinner that is under the curse, and not only speak, but exact from him all that could be demanded from the sinner. Pause, my soul. And did Jesus, thy Jesus, thus stand, thus be considered, and was he made a curse for thee? Did he really, truly suffer the cursed sinner's punishment and die the just for the unjust to bring sinners to God? Look to it then, my soul. He hath bought thee and paid your full ransom, taking away the curse of the curse of sin by the sacrifice of himself. It was not merely a legal thing. No. It was made a curse. Now here's an amazing thought. The Scripture never says that he was under the curse. He was made a curse. Made what we are. Quote 2 Corinthians 5:21. He hath made him sin. I do know that many will say, I will never speak of the Lord Jesus Christ being made a sinner. I didn't say that. I didn't say he was a sinner.
No.
I said he was made sin. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Made sin. Made a curse. Let me tell you, on the other hand, some will suffer the wrath of Almighty God. Matthew 25:41. Then shall he say unto them on the left side, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Depart from me, ye cursed. The scripture says forth that he was made a curse to deliver us from the curse of the law. What the law must do where sin is found. Martin Luther said this: when the law looked for that which was to be condemned, judged, it found on Christ, the one who was made curse for us. The law exacted where sin was found. He was made a curse. My dear friend, that is the only hope that a sinner has. That is the only hope that you have before God. If your guilt, Jeff, was not made to be found on him, if he was not made sin for you, you have no hope. Made a curse. Made a sinner? No. Obedient he was. But I'm telling you that our blessed Savior hung upon that cross, the scripture says, redeeming us from the curse of the law, being made a curse. Some will hear the Lord say, depart from me, ye cursed. You know why you'll have any hope of glory? Because he was made a curse for you. He was made what you are. My dear friend, the glorious redemption, his substitution, the glorious thought that he put away my sin under the justice of God's law, and hung before God Almighty, made Martin Stoniker. Paul said he was crucified with Christ. Could it be that Martin was crucified with Christ? If I have any hope, I was. If I have any hope, this rebel right here, this blaspheming, God-despising rebel, that deserved the justice of God, that deserved it. Christ was made what I am, or I have no hope. There had to be an absolute substitute hanging there as me. Sin. That's what I am by nature. The scripture sets forth Christ himself made 2 Thessalonians. I'm going to read this to you. 3 verses in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 12 to 14. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel. to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. How do you know in this life, if Almighty God put away my guilt, put away the curse of the law against me by Him being made a curse, how do I know? Do I have any sign, any hope of knowing anything about that? Yes. Yes. Here's what it is. You believe God. You don't believe in anything of yourself. By the grace of God, you shun, you despise, forsake, cast away any former thoughts. Things that were gain to you, I'm telling you, a believer will not hang on to a false, man-centered profession. He will not. All things I counted loss. And I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll believe God that Christ was made a curse for him. Now, I'll tell you this. I understand there'll be men that'll stand up and they'll try to defend themselves and they'll try to say, well, I'll tell you, you'll never hear me speaking of the Lord like that, my friend. God said it. God Almighty said it. And let God be true, let every man be a liar. My hope is built on nothing less than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Him being made sin, taking my place, putting away my guilt, made a curse for me. All that Almighty God has done something for me. Teaching them the gospel. Give my heart to hunger after the gospel. Oh, they'll hunger after Christ. They're going to hunger after where God is honored. That's what they're going to do. They will hear Him say, come. You blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom. Now listen to this. Prepared for you. From the foundation of the world. He didn't say, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared. It was prepared. But it was specific. And He hung, being made cursed to deliver them, to redeem them from the curse of the law. He did it for His people. Those that He had everlastingly loved. Those that could not justify themselves. He was made cursed for them. And God Almighty dealt with them, as Robert Halker said, what the law demanded, where sin was found. The law exacted from Him. How holy is God's law? Men talk about God's law as if it's, you know, the law. Did not deviate where sin was found. And He died under the judgment of God that His people might live. Now this is the truth. How should man be just with God? One way. One way. And it's not in me. It's not in you. It's in Christ. If He was made a curse for you, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Almighty God is going to reveal that to you. And His people will be willing in the day of His power. And He'll call them to Himself. And they'll believe Him. They'll trust Him. And they'll die believing Him. For Christ's sake.